2014, we were preparing, it was New Year, to be precise, January 5th of 2014, I had another dream. This time around, I saw the Lord in our home, as if my husband went for fellowship and he was just coming in, and I saw him. He said one word, "I just came to visit you people." Praise the Lord. That I just woke up and I rejoiced and I wrote it down, that the Lord visited us on the 5th of January, year 2014. So shortly after that, I became sick, and I was taken from one hospital to the other. They could not really, you know, say what was wrong. At the point, I kept questions and all that. But while we were preparing for our Easter retreat, I became seriously sick. I could not even walk on my own. But the Lord helped me. Praise the Lord. When we got to the camp, that very night, the first night, if you can remember the message, a night to be remembered, the message our Father in the Lord gave for that Easter retreat of year 2014. And he told us in that message that you will never forget that night in all the days of your life. And I held it. So when he mentioned Exodus chapter 3 verse 7, the Lord had already given me this word at home while we were preparing for the retreat. He made you that it was my whole night to be remembered. So I held on to the word of God. As our Father in the Lord gave the message that night and he prayed, that was how all the complications and everything left. And I became healed. In fact, as I left that place, this year I'm talking to you, I've been to 3 different hospitals. They sampled to South Africa for screening and all that. They could not really see what was wrong with me. But the Lord healed me that night. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The following month was the month of May, and I took in for this child. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. The Lord did it for me. I took in for this child, and I carried the pregnancy. There was no issue. There was no stress. Even at my age, the Lord did it, and I had a perfect delivery. And this is the child. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Don't go anywhere, for because God is here. The Lord who has visited me, he will visit you even as you wait upon him. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah. Ni kukuru olubori eri awon arabirin ni pe oruko won ni arabirin na ti won wa lati ekun ilu pe ju ni agbajo ko egun odi olowo. Ru metaji ni ogun Oluwa ba won segun re. Omo ti won je wa yi o ni eri wi pe Oluwa ti fun o ni omo nu ebi won. Leyin eyi o mu Olaada o wo san o fun o ni ise iyanu akanse. Eke hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise Pastor Jesus. My brethren, my name is Brother Nkendlim Ignatius Maduche. I'm from Ishagadu Street in Idioro Group. My testimony, if I start to narrate it here today, I don't think to do that. But all the same, I have to brief it because of time.
But in the year 2013, which is my 53 years of age, brothers, all for 5 years was full of sickness. I used to go from one place to another, from one church to another. Any place you say I should go to get healed, I'm always be there. But it's to no avail. On the February 2013, somebody invited me to the Palai. I'm not a Palai member. I'm a Catholic by faith. So somebody invited me, one of my friends, pastor. He saw what I'm going through. He said, "Brother, I would like to invite you to our program at the LCC." But through that time, brother, I tell you, I was dying gradually. So, okay, I followed him to the LCC with my wife. That was in February. Then in March, I couldn't attend the program. April, I attended the program. On that April, I was just a walking corpse. I can tell you, because each step I made, it seems to me that should be the last step on earth. On that very morning, I attended the program. I went to my doctor for treatment because I'm always in the hospital. He told me, "Mister, I don't want to tell you this for longer, for a long time. Your heart has been damaged. I said, eh? He said, your heart is damaged already. But I'm just trying to see what I can do. That was in the morning time. He gave me some injections, which I went home with. I slept. I asked my wife, once it's 5 o'clock in the evening, wake me up. I want to go to DLCC. Immediately it's 5, she woke me up. Then we went to DLCC. By the time we get there, I was just driving. I wasn't myself. When I get to DLCC, all I have in mind is that let me go to the hall of inside the hall church, and I die there. That's the place I wanted to die. But by the time I get there, I didn't die. I was sat down, and I was listening to one man giving testimony, Mr. Balogu, how God saved him. He was almost dead. They dropped him at the security gate. The man of God came there to say, my child, you're here. I said, if such a thing can happen to such a person, my own maybe will not be different. Immediately, our daddy came to the pulpit. He said, there's a man here. I'm just trying to cut everything short. He said, there's a man here who have hole in his heart. You are healed completely, and your healing is permanent. My brothers and sisters, it seems that something followed me. Strength come back to me. I am full of strength. And I told my wife, look, I don't know what is happening to me. I'm okay. I have the strength now. I can stand up. I stood up. I sat down. I stood up. I sat down. I stood up. I sat down. I said, okay, I'm okay. I was tired. I was so full of joy. So when I was called to come and give testimony, my wife said, you should not go home with this testimony. Go and give it so that this will not come back to you again. Then I went to, because I'm not used to standing in the crowd to address people. I haven't done it before. So immediately, I went to the interview. They interviewed me. I told them, my brother, I told you, for 5 years, I have no good health. That very day, the Lord restored my health. I did not die, because my intention was when I get to the DSCC, if I enter inside the hall and die there, that's what I have in mind, that I'm okay. But I did not die. Since 2013 till now, I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I give the Lord all the glory. If I have opportunity to hold my daddy in the Lord, I will hold him, because he's a carrier of anointing. The anointing is too much on him. This is too much on him. I believe everybody here, the anointing will fall on you, and your problem will not be seen again in Jesus' name. That in the Lord, I thank you so much. Let God continue to use you mightily to deliver people, because there's too much souls over there. I praise God for you. Thank you so much, sir. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah. I could not be the Nati Echo Ishaga, Nimatua. Why is your my Jordi for life? She bent the only shot to the top, or Lope, what's in your Jordi for life? Nati or my domain job, or no one, Tibabi, Lila Omo. For the Jordumaru, the La Doctor, or no one who are no eyes, son, at Tirora, Baby, Nera. Ṣùgbọ́n ìgbàgbọ́ ọlọ́sí bí ìpàgọ́ wá ní ọdún 2013 níbi ìpàgọ́ yìí orí wọn ti gba ìdáàbì àti ìtúsílẹ̀. Wọ́n ní lọ́kàn pé ìpàgọ́ yìí làwọn akú sí pé táwọn bá tiẹ̀ lọ síbi ìpàgọ́ ìtàwọn wọn gbẹ̀gbẹ̀ ìpàgọ́ táwọn bá kú bẹ̀ ó dá àwọn lọ́rùn. Ṣùgbọ́n kàkà kí wọ́n kú ìyè ni wọ́n gbé padà wá sílé. Olúwa mú wọn láadáa, ó dá wọn lè, ó tú wọn sílẹ̀. Olúwa sọ wọ́n di òmìnira. Ẹgbẹ́ hallelujah.
If you are here, you are thinking you will die, you will live. God is here. And as he has worked in the lives of other people you have had, he's going to walk in your life. I say he's going to walk in your life. You are going to rise up now and begin to say, God, walk in my life. Ask the Lord to walk in your life. You have heard it from other people. The same God is here. He will walk in your life. He will heal you. Pray unto the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I thought Moshi knew how to say hallelujah. I said, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah ni mo ni e ki hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, there's something going to happen here, a wonder in your life today in Jesus' name.
Eke hallelujah nitori pe ohun yanu kan yo sele nu aye yin lale oni
o Jesu. Revival is coming to your soul.
It's coming to your
family.
It's
coming to your
life.
You will never be the same again in Jesus' name.
Today
is that day. Problems to be rolled
away. Eyes
to open.
And
name to rise up and
walk.
Miracles to take place in your
life. I want you to say,
You'll carry miracle.
And can so pe mo ngbe se yanu lo le
o gbe se
yanu re lo
le with you
o gbe agbara olorun lo le
miracle will go back home with you in Jesus name.
Se yanu re o si ba odele ni oruko Jesu.
Raise up those hands and let me see.
And now you so keke je ki wo.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Baba ni oruko Jesu.
We thank you tonight.
Adupa yin lo
yin la bless your holy name.
A fi bukun fo oruko mi lo
yin.
Ayin oruko yin lo
so. In the name of Jesus.
Ati oruko Jesu ga.
Tonight Lord is your night.
Lale oni Oluwa ni asale ti yin.
Your night to move.
Asale te
oru. Your night to save.
Asale fun yin lati
gbala. Your night to heal.
Asale te
wo isan. Your night to deliver.
Asale te da ni nibe.
Your night to touch every life.
Asale te fo ka yin olukuru
pe yin. Lord tonight.
Oluwa mo si gbadura ni ale.
Lord, you will go back home empty handed. Your people will rejoice. Our people who have invited will rejoice. Touch everyone, Lord.
And wonders
in every life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. I'm looking at Daniel chapter 3.
Daniel ori
iketa. The book of Daniel talks about power.
Iwe Daniel is so agbara.
You're thinking about the power of God.
O ronu pa agbara Olorun bi.
Say the book of Daniel.
O wa nu iwe Daniel.
The book of Daniel talks about wonders.
Iwe Daniel so nipa
ise iyanu Olorun je. You're looking for the wonders of the Lord.
O wa ise iyanu Olorun.
Daniel is right there.
Bo ba si iwe Daniel o wa nbe.
The book of Daniel talks about miracle.
Iwe Daniel is so nipa ise iyanu
Olorun je.
O wa so iyanu
kiri. You're looking for how to get into the miracle.
O si wo na to fi ise iyanu Olorun.
Open the book of Daniel.
You'll
find all kinds of miracles.
In fact,
from chapter 1 to the very end, miracle upon miracle.
And
tonight, the power has come upon your soul. The wonders have come to you tonight.
The
miracles have come to you tonight. In Daniel chapter 3.
At
the latter part of verse
15.
Here Nebuchadnezzar was talking to believers. At that time he had not known what power God can manifest. If you are a believer tonight, I praise God for you.
No
power can overcome you.
No
power can destroy you. If you are not a believer yet, I
want
to show you how to cross the line. And then you become a believer. And from that moment in your life, you will go anywhere and no power will be able to suppress you. You see, here we're looking at it in verse 15. Here, Daniel, we have Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then we have
Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar was asking a question.
Nebuchadnezzar in bere bere
said, kan. But if ye worship not.
Only sugar be a yiko battery bar.
He said, I've raised up an idol.
Only on the glory shakaka.
And I want everybody to worship
my
idol. And he said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Only Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
You say you are believers. Any believer there tonight. Any believer there tonight. Every power against your life will fall down today. Every weapon that is pointed pointed at you will be crushed in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo ija ti won ba dan si o gbogbo la paru wale ori loruko Jesus.
Worship not.
Oni bi eyin ko ba teri ba.
The same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace.
A o gbe eyin ni wakati kan na so si arin na ileru tin je.
And who is that God?
O wa wi pe ta ni Olorun na.
That shall deliver you out of my hand.
Ti yo si gba yin kuro ni owo mi.
Have you faced such a challenge?
Njo ti pe gba iru
pe nja iru. The people tell you that this is against you.
Ta we yan so fun pe eleyi
ani do wu ti o.
O wa ti doju ko ru
pe nja iru. That is all these powers of darkness, they are militating against your life.
Ti gbo awon agbara okunkun gbogun ti aye re.
Have you faced such a question?
Njo ti doju ko iru be bayi ri.
That this calamity upon you.
Ti won so pe ajalu to lebo yi.
This sickness upon your life.
As àìsàn tó ń bá ayé rẹ fínra yìí.
And this power of darkness waging war against you.
Àti agbára òkùnkùn tó ń gbógun ti ọ yìí.
They say, you think you are praying.
Wọ́n ní o rò pé ń gbàdúrà.
They say, prayer, prayer, prayer.
Àdúrà, àdúrà, àdúrà sá.
You think prayer can solve this one?
So o rò pé àdúrà lè yanjú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
Tonight the Lord will show you.
Lálẹ́ òní Olúwa yóò fi hàn.
That prayer has power.
Pé àdúrà ní agbára.
Grace has power.
Pé ìgbàgbọ́ ní agbára.
And that yoke your life.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni àjàgà tó wà nínú ayé rẹ náà.
But since that night it will be broken.
Àṣálẹ́ òní lálẹ́ náà ti
ó jáde. And the cause in your life.
Gbogbo ègún tó wà nínú ayé rẹ.
Tonight is your night.
Alẹ́ òní lálẹ́ náà.
It will be taken away in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo wọn la gbà kúrò ní orúkọ Jésù.
Who is that God?
Oríta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
I can answer.
Mo le dáhùn.
He's a God of Abraham.
O ni Ọlọ́run Abrahamu.
A God of Isaac.
O ni Ọlọ́run Isaac.
And a God of Jacob.
O ni Ọlọ́run Jacob.
Who is that God?
Ta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
I can tell you.
Mo le sọ fún ọ.
It's the one that opened the Red Sea.
O ni ẹni tó pè òkú pẹ́lú
yá. Who is that God?
Ta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
I can declare to you.
Mo le kéde rẹ̀ fún ọ.
It's the one that made Pharaoh and all his child to perish in the Red Sea.
Òun ló mú kí Farawo àtàwọn ọmọ ogun rẹ̀ kan ṣègbé sínú òkú
pupa. Who is that God?
Ta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
It's the one that brought water out of the rock.
O ni ẹni tó mú omi jáde láti inú àpáta
wa. I said, who is that God?
Mo ni ta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
It's the God that conquered Goliath.
O ni Ọlọ́run tó fẹ́ yí
Goliath
tẹ́lẹ̀.
Goliath in your life tonight is your night.
Goliath tó wà nínú ayé rẹ̀ àmì òní lálẹ́ náà.
I'm looking at somebody there, he carry a miracle. I said tonight is your night.
Mo wo ẹnìkan ní tí ó gbéṣẹ́ ìyanu rẹ lé. Mo lálẹ́ òní lálẹ́ rẹ.
This man that not known who our God is.
Ọkùnrin yóò tí ì mọ̀rọ̀ ẹni tọ́lọ́run wá ṣe.
He created the heavens and the earth.
Ọlọ́run ẹlẹ́dọ̀ọ̀run wọn ayé.
The one that raises the dead.
Ẹni tó ń yí òkú
dìde. The one that heals the sick.
Ẹni tó ń mú aláìsàn lára dá.
The one that opens blind eyes.
Ẹni tó ń la ojú afọ́jú.
The one that points so that lame man dey rise up and walk and power will come into your joints.
Ẹni tí ó náwó sí àárọ̀ yẹn tí ó rí dìde kó mọ̀ rìn.
The one that heals the people that have madness, madness will go away.
Ẹni tí ó wo àwọn asínwísàn.
All those chains will be taken away from your life tonight.
Gbogbo àwọn ṣẹkẹṣẹkẹ la ó gbà kúrò ní ayé rẹ
lálẹ́ òní. Is that God?
Oríta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
It's the one that cleanses the leper.
Òun lẹni tó ń fọ aláìsàn.
It's the one that said Lazarus come forth.
Òun lẹni tó wí pé Lázaro jáde wá.
Lazarus will come forth.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Lázaro ó sì jáde wá.
You are coming forth tonight.
Ó jáde wá lálẹ́ òní.
All your chains are going to be broken.
Gbogbo ẹ̀wọ̀n rẹ̀ la ó já dànù.
All those fetters are going to be broken.
Gbogbo ṣẹkẹṣẹkẹ wọn yẹn la ó já dànù.
God says yes in your life.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ní bẹ́ẹ̀ nínú ayé rẹ̀.
Nobody can say no.
Kò sẹ́ni tó lè
kàkàrà tó ní pẹ́ lára.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ni.
Nebuchadnezzar cannot say no.
Nebuchadnezzar ò ní ní bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Pharaoh cannot say no.
Pharaoh tó sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Because enemies of righteousness and progress cannot say no.
Gbogbo àwọn ọ̀tá ìtẹ̀síwájú àti òdodo inú ayé rẹ̀ ò lè sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?
Ta ni Ọlọ́run náà tí yóò gbà yín kúrò ní ọwọ́ mi?
Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego answered.
Shadrach, Meshach àti Abednego dáhùn.
Somebody there you will answer.
Ẹnìkan ní ìyóò dáhùn.
You will answer God's call.
Ó dáhùn sí ìpè Ọlọ́run.
You will answer the challenge.
Ó dáhùn sí ìpèníjà
náà. You become a believer.
Ó di onígbàgbọ́.
And nothing will drive you back anymore.
Kò sí ohun kí ohun tí ó mú ọ padà sẹ́yìn mọ́.
You will be able to face any challenge of life.
Ó lè dojúkọ gbogbo ìpèníjà ayé.
You will be
able to say.
I believe in the Lord.
Mo gba Oluwa gbọ́.
Somebody there, I believe in the Lord.
Ìdí ẹnikẹ́ni ní ìlú òní, mo gba Oluwa gbọ́.
Somebody there, I believe in miracle.
Mo gbàgbọ́ nínú iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
Somebody there, I believe in prayer.
Ìdí ẹnikẹ́ni ní ìlú òní, mo gbàgbọ́ nínú àdúrà.
Meshach and Abednego.
Meshach, Shadrach àti Abednego.
Answered to the king.
Wọ́n dáhùn wọ́n sì wí fún ọba pé.
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar.
We are not careful to answer thee in this matter.
Kò tọ́ sí wa láti fi èsì kan fún ọ nítorí ọ̀ràn yìí.
If it be so.
Bí o bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
You think you have power. If it be so.
O rò pé o lágbára bí o bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
You think you can destroy. If it be so.
O rò pé o lè panirun tó bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
You think you depend on magic. If it be so.
O rò pé o gbẹ́kẹ̀lé agbára àlùpàyídà tó bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
You think you are an emperor. If it be so.
O rò pé jagunjagun ni ọ bí o bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
You think there's wickedness in your heart and wickedness in your blood. If it be so.
O rò pé inú rẹ àti inú ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ ni wà ìkásodo sí bó bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
You think that you want to drink our blood. If If it be so,
you
think you are making a fire and you are going to throw us inside? If it be so, you think you have the final say in my life? You think that fire is for me? You think you can cut short the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? If it be so, our God, everybody shout, our God.
Somebody
shout, our God. Our God whom we serve is able. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to save. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to heal. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to deliver. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to give children to the barren. That's enough. My God is able. He's able to break every you. Congratulations, you are here tonight. You will see it in your body. You will see it in your mind. You will see it in your life. Yokes are being broken tonight. I say yokes are being broken tonight. In your heart, it will break that you. In your body, it will break that you. In your business, it will break that you. Upon that little child, it will break that you. Upon that woman, it will break that you. You will see tonight. You will jump for joy. And I say, what is miracle?
They say,
Pastor, look at me here. There's a miracle there. I said, there's a miracle there. I said, there's a miracle there. Because our God is able to deliver us from that bony, furry funny. And He will deliver us. He will. Somebody there, He will. Somebody there, He will. He will deliver us out of thine hands, O King. They told you in the dream. You saw they tied you up. They said that's final. Except you come. And you bow. And you do sacrifice. And you make this ritual.
You
said final. I came to you tonight. To apply the power of God to your life. To break that yoke right there in your life. You're free. Somebody there is saying you're free. I'm talking to you tonight on great deliverance from the Almighty God. Great deliverance from the Almighty God. I've read the book of Daniel for you. I read it on your behalf. So that you'll not have to go through the trouble of reading chapter 1, chapter 2, or to chapter 12. I've discovered something that is for you. The key is already here now. You will open that door. The key is available. I got it from this book of Daniel. I see why people are bound. I see why people suffer. I see why people are crying. I see why people are oppressed. I see why people are poor. I see why people are barren. I see why people are oppressed. I see the reason. Then I saw the way. Then I see the door opening. And the Lord has sent me to call you. He says, come out of your
dungeon.
Look at the door. Come out of that place. And then I'll point it to you. I'll tell you now what I discovered here. And then as you go through this door, I see somebody coming out of that place. I see somebody coming out of dungeon. I see somebody coming out of the oppression. They just put you there and they locked you up there. I see your padlock being opened.
mo rí ọba ìtí sẹ́kẹ̀sẹ̀kẹ̀ ń já tílẹ̀
tó náà sí. I discovered three things here.
Mo ṣe àwárí ohun mẹ́ta ní.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
The defilement.
Òun ni ìdíbàjẹ́.
The defilement.
Ìdíbàjẹ́.
Go through Babylon.
Lọ nínú Babylon.
And go from King Nebuchadnezzar.
Lọ látọ̀dọ̀ ọba Nebuchadnezzar.
And go to all the princes.
Kó lọ sọ́dọ̀ gbogbo àwọn ọmọ aládé.
And go to all their musicians.
Kó lọ sọ́dọ̀ gbogbo àwọn olórin
wọn. And go to all their astrologers.
Kó lọ sọ́dọ̀ gbogbo àwọn
ìwà wọn. And go to all the people that you find in Daniel.
Kó lọ sọ́dọ̀ gbogbo àwọn
ètò ìwé Danieli. The reason why
they
suppression in the world.
Ìdí tí ìpanilójú fi wà
nínú ayé. The
reason why they suffering
in the world. Is the decision.
Ìkejì mo rí ìpinnu.
Is the door of decision.
Ó ní ìpẹ̀kùn ìpinnu.
Somebody there is going to be free tonight.
Ẹnìkan ní ìlàlẹ́ òní ó dé òmìnira.
Am I talking to anybody here tonight?
Ṣé mo ń bá ẹnikẹ́ni sọ̀rọ̀ ní ìlàlẹ́ òní
bí
òmìnira?
I said freedom.
Mo ní òmìnira.
Help me shout it out.
Freedom. Òmìnira.
Freedom has come.
Òmìnira ti dé.
I see a decision.
Ìkejì mo rí ìpinnu.
The person that decides.
Ẹni tó bá pinnu.
That says enough is enough.
Tó bá sọ pé ó tó gẹ́.
Enough is enough.
Pé gẹ́gẹ́ tó gẹ́.
The door will open to you.
Lẹ̀kùn náà sì ilẹ̀ gbayàwó
fún. You will come out of darkness.
Ó jáde kúrò ní òkùnkùn.
You will come out of all their chains.
Ó jáde kúrò ní gbogbo
ṣàkẹ́sẹ̀ kẹ́ wọn.
Mo rí ọ tó ń jáde.
I see you coming out.
Mo rí tó ti ń jáde.
Decision.
Ìpinnu.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Tell me out there.
Ẹ sọ kí n gbọ́.
Tell me out loud.
Ẹ sọ sókè kí n gbọ́.
That is defilement.
Ó ní ìdíbàjẹ́ náà.
Number two.
Ìkejì.
Decision.
Ó ní ìpinnu náà.
Number three.
Ìkẹta.
Deliverance and dominion.
Ó ní ìdáǹdè àti ìjẹgàba.
You will overcome.
Ó ṣẹ́gun.
Don't give up.
Má ṣe jọ̀rọ̀ sọ
ìdíwù. You will overcome.
Ó ṣẹ́gun.
Don't say I'm finished.
Má ṣe sọ wípé ó parí ó ti tán fún mi.
The door is opening.
Ilẹ̀kùn tuntun ti sílẹ̀ fún ọ.
Power is coming to you today.
Àjọ ń bọ̀ wá sínú ayé rẹ
lónìí. And the Lord, when he opens the door.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ nígbà tó bá sílẹ̀
fún náà. And you say that door is open for me.
Tó bá ní ilẹ̀kùn yé mi la ṣe sílẹ̀ fún.
Look at this year.
Ẹ wo ọdún yìí.
It's the first day of May.
Òní ni ọjọ́ kìíní oṣù
karùn-ún. 4 months have gone.
Oṣù mẹ́rin ti kọjá lọ.
8 months remain.
Oṣù mẹ́jọ ló kù.
All the goodness of God.
Gbogbo àwọn ore Ọlọ́run.
That you have been waiting for.
Èyí tó ti ń retí.
All the promises God has given you.
Gbogbo àwọn ìlérí tí Ọlọ́run ti fún ọ.
That this year will be the best year you ever lived in your life.
Pé ọdún ìrìn ojì ọdún tó ti dára jùlọ tó gbé inú ayé rẹ.
The month of fulfilment has come for you.
Oṣù ìmúṣẹ ti dé fún ọ báyìí.
I said the month of fulfilment has come for
you. Ó ní oṣù ìmúṣẹ ti dé fún ọ báyìí.
Deliverance and dominion.
Ìdáǹdè àti ìjẹgàba.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
Number two.
Ìkejì.
Number three.
Ìkẹta.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
The defilement of the lost.
Ó ní ìdíbàjẹ́ ìfẹ́kùfẹ́.
The defilement of the lost. Those who are lost.
Ìdíbàjẹ́ àwọn ẹni tí ó ti sọnù.
The people they are lost in darkness.
Wọ́n ti sọnù sínú òkùnkùn.
Babylon is a large place.
Babylon jẹ́ ibi tó tóbi lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Babylon is a defiled place.
Ilẹ̀ Babylon jẹ́ ilẹ̀
ìdíbàjẹ́. And this world is like Babylon.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ nínú ayé tá a wà yìí, a lè fi wé Babylon.
And Babylon is suppressing people.
Babylon sì ni àwọn ènìyàn
lára. Babylon is sucking them in.
Babylon ń jó ń gbé àwọn ènìyàn.
Babylon is a system.
Ó jẹ́ ibi tó
kúrú. And anybody that comes to this world.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá sì wá sínú ayé
yìí. It sucks them up.
Ó mọ jẹ wọ́n
gbẹ.
Ó mọ fún wọn
gbẹ. It sucks up your brain.
Fún ọpọlọ
rẹ jẹ
onílé lórí jára wọn mọ.
It sucks up your mind.
Yóò fún gbogbo ọkàn rẹ
jẹ. You're not able to decide for yourself.
Onílé ṣe pinnu fúnra
rẹ mọ. It sucks up your life.
Yóò fún ayé rẹ jẹ.
There's no independence in your life.
Onílé dáṣe pinnu fúnra rẹ mọ.
As soon as you come into this world.
Ní kété tó bá ti dé inú ayé
yìí. As soon as you come into Babylon.
Ní kété tó bá ti dé Babylon.
It sucks people up.
Ó máa ń fún ènìyàn gbẹ
ni. Women shake that machine can abet me go on Daniel.
Ní kété tí ń bẹ ṣáàkì ṣe dákà.
And it came to
Babylon.
It sucks them up.
Ó fún wọn gbẹ.
Into their system.
Sínú ìgbékalẹ̀ wọn.
That's why we're here tonight.
Ìdí yẹn ta fi wà ní ìlàlẹ́ òní.
Every evil thing that sucked you up, that thing will vomit you out.
Gbogbo ohunkóhun tó bá ti fún ọgbẹ tẹ́lẹ̀ yóò pọ̀ ọ́ jáde.
You are sucked into it, don't you?
Ohunkóhun tó bá ti gbé omi sínú
òkùnkùn. You are sucked into magic.
A ti gbé omi sínú
àyùbá yídà. You are sucked into conscience.
A ti gbé omi sínú ẹgbẹ́ awo.
Daniel, I said I've read it for you.
Orin mo sọ fún ẹ bó ti ka Daniel fún ọ.
In chapter 2, I anger and fury.
Ní orí kejì mo ṣàwárí ìbínú àti ìrúnú.
Nebuchadnezzar became furious.
Inú bí Nebuchadnezzar
rẹ púpọ̀ púpọ̀. I have something.
Ó ní mo ní ògùn.
I have a dream.
Mo ní àlá.
If you cannot interpret the dream.
Tó o bá lè sọ túmọ̀ àlá náà.
Nebuchadnezzar, that's your dream.
Nígbà kasa iwo lo lana emi o mi o kaka se
pelu
emi ko mo fo lala
wa what's the matter with you
ki wa lo ton se ogo
if I don't have peace or not have peace
o ni bi o ba lala afi ara o lo fara o lo lati ere lo ninu mi o ba dun lore o le dun
I'm confused you are going to be confused
bi n ba ni fo work iwo lo fo work
so my problem
bo ba yanju so lo mi
your problem
emi ko mo da so ro lele
if you don't create my if you don't solve my problem
bo ba yanju so ro mi
he was so angry
inu bi ro polo
Babylon is a city of anger
Babylon is
I don't want to tell you over here in your land, in your community.
Oh no, that's often in Leyin,
that one is angry. That one is furious.
They
take the bottle and break the bottle.
You're
just passing by the way.
And
their anger and their fury comes across you.
They
break your
head.
They don't respect any police. They don't respect any law and order. When that thing comes, anger has sucked them up.
Ibinu ti gbe won
bi. And then I see in Babylon.
Then bo wa ri in Babylon in
bayi. Igbe
awo.
Conscience.
Egbe imule.
You come to Babylon.
Ko ba de Babylon.
There is so conscience
there. Oh, egbe imule
nbe. Call them astrologers.
Won pe won ni awo rawo.
Call them astronomers.
Won pe won ni awo
ori aye.
Won pe won ni alukaye
alalukaye. Conscience was at a very high in Babylon.
Egbe imule de gongo ni Babylon.
The community which you are living.
Be ni awujo bi ta
nle lo ni iwo wo. Conscience in that corner.
Iwo wo egbe imule la
secret cult in that corner. And that's what brought the defilement. The defilement of the laws. You come to Babylon.
There's
idolatry.
And
Nebuchadnezzar said, small idols.
He
collected all of them together. All the gold in the land. And
he
made a gigantic idol.
He said,
this will be the quarters of idolatry.
Look at
your Babylon around you,
man. Look at idols.
Look at shrine. In daylight. And see what is happening. And Nebuchadnezzar said he will worship. His family will worship.
Only
and everybody that comes to this land. They said they declare holiday. They say it's a day for ritual. It's a day for festival. And they say anybody, foreigner or anybody, coming from anywhere, if you don't worship this one,
I'm
going to cast you to the furnace of fire. Look at the false people over there in our community. And you say, no, I am a church goer. You say, okay, if you will not worship with us, bring your money. Bring your contribution. You must contribute. If you don't contribute, it's like you bought something from them. And you didn't buy anything from them. And they're knocking at your door. Your money. What kind of money? Idol money. Idol money. Because there is the headquarters of idolatry. And then you come to Babylon.
There's
blasphemy there. You find blasphemy. Have you seen them? Have you had them?
They're
not drinking palor there. Have you had their blasphemy? Have you heard how they take the Bible? And they take the songs of the church. And then they'll be singing it over there. They turn it upside down. And then they make the songs of the church a kind of media for idolatry and for adultery and for fornication.
As you come
to Babylon, you find wickedness at its
heart.
And you find violence at its heart. And that's where we are. That's why we're suffering. But thank God today we're coming out of this defilement. I said you are coming out of this defilement. The defilement in this land. The defilement in this community. It's affecting everybody. But somebody there will be like a Shadrach tonight. There's an Abednego there tonight. And then you make up your mind. You're taking a decision. Decision. Everybody shout decision. I cannot hear you decision.
ẹgbẹ́ ìpinnu.
Worship people have a voice decision.
Ẹ̀yin ará Musa jẹ́ gbọ́ òun ẹni ìpinnu.
See that there was immorality.
Ẹ̀rí ìwà ìṣekúṣe wà níbẹ̀.
Have you read the book of Daniel before?
O ti kàwé Daniel.
Here is Belshazzar now.
Ibi láti rí Belshazzar.
And he collected all the instruments in the house of God.
Ó wá kó gbogbo òwe lólé Olúwa.
He was not an ordinary drinker.
Kì í kàn ṣe ọmọ ti lásán.
A drinker of beer.
Ó jẹ kó ẹ tó mu ti bíà.
A drinker of alcohol.
Ẹ tó mu ògbógbó.
A drinker of palm wine.
Ẹ tó mẹ́mú.
He was not satisfied.
Ẹ̀yin ò tẹ́ lọ́rùn.
To drink ordinarily.
Láti lókè yọ
fún mi ká lọ́sán. From his own cup.
Láti nu aṣọ rẹ̀.
He said, take all those things they use in the house of God.
Ó yá ẹ lọ kó gbogbo àwọn èlò tí wọ́n lò
lórí wa. That we brought out of Judah.
Èyí tá a kó wá láti
Judah. The one they used to serve their Passover drink.
Èyí tí wọ́n fi wọn fi ń pín ohun mímu ti rékọjá
wọn. And then in the days of today, what they used to do for Holy Communion.
Lónìí ohun tá a ń lò tá a fi ń gbara olú wa.
He said, take all those things.
A ni ó yá lọ kó gbogbo nǹkan yẹn wá.
He was a blasphemous drunkard.
Ó jẹ́ ọ̀mùtí tó tún sọ̀rọ̀ òjì.
You know how many concubines he had?
Ó mọ iye àlè tó ní.
You know how many wives he had?
Ó mọ iye ìyàwó tó ní.
You know how many visitors were invited?
Ǹjẹ́ ó mọ iye àwọn àlejò tó fi
wọlé? And they all came.
Tí gbogbo wọn sì péjọ
pọ̀. And this is the land in which we live.
Ilẹ̀ ta sì ń gbé nìyí.
They will not come to church.
Wọn ò ní wá sílé
ìjọsìn. They will go to all these places. Places of idol worship.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n lọ sí gbogbo ojúbọ òrìṣà káàkiri.
And the system is sucking in the young people.
Àgbékalẹ̀ yìí sì wá ń gbé àwọn ọ̀dọ́ mi
pẹ̀lú. They're sucking up all those teenagers.
Wọ́n gbé gbogbo àwọn ọmọdé
ìkẹ́yẹ̀wọ̀ yìí. And then you see them boys and girls.
Ó sì wá rí àwọn ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin
ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin. And you are there tonight.
Ó sì wá ní ìlálẹ́ òní.
Defilement will lead to destruction.
Ìdíbàjẹ́ ilé ìbú ìparun wá.
Because that day came.
Nítorí pé ọjọ́ náà dé.
This Belshazzar.
Ti Belshazzar
yìí. He was drinking.
Ó mu tí rẹ̀.
And he was blaspheming the name of the Lord.
Ó sọ̀rọ̀ sí orúkọ Olúwa.
The hand of God came from heaven.
Ọwọ́ Ọlọ́run àríwá wá látọ̀run
wá. And wrote in a language you didn't to understand.
Ó sì kọ nǹkan ní gbọ́dọ̀
fún òye òye. And wrote in writing you didn't to understand.
Ó sì kọ èdè tí òye.
They came upon him.
Ìbẹ̀rù gbà.
His knees began to knock together. Gbogbo
orúkún rẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí lù pẹ̀pẹ̀pẹ̀.
The day is coming.
Ọjọ́ kan ń bọ̀.
The day is coming.
Ọjọ́ kan ń bọ̀.
That the people of this world.
Ṣé àwọn èèyàn ayé
yìí. They move out of defilement.
Tí wọ́n jáde kúrò ní ìdìbàjẹ́.
Because they don't pass through the door of decision.
Nítorí pé wọn ò la ẹnu ọ̀nà ìpinnu kọjá.
They don't go through the door of decision.
Wọ́n ò gbẹ́nu ọ̀nà lẹ́kùn ìpinnu kọjá.
They are not like you tonight.
Wọ́n ò dàbí ìwọ lálẹ́ òní.
Because tonight you are a man of decision.
Torí pé lálẹ́ òní ẹni ìpinnu ni
ó. Am I talking to somebody
there tonight? Ṣé mo ń bẹ́rẹ̀ ká sọ̀rọ̀ ní ìlálẹ́ òní?
You're a woman of decision.
Mo ní ọkùnrin tó ń ṣèpinnu ni ó lálẹ́ òní.
And even though you have been defiled.
Bọ́lẹ̀ jẹ́ pé o ti jẹ́ ẹni
ìbàjẹ́
tẹ́lẹ̀.
Even though
things
have
gone wrong. Bọ́lẹ̀ jẹ́ pé
gbogbo
ti burúkú
mu sínú alẹ́ rẹ. Ṣùgbọ́n
o rẹ̀ kan ń bọ̀ lọ́nà rẹ̀.
Praise the Lord, congratulations.
Ẹ kí hallelujah.
You will not perish with them.
O ní ṣègbé pẹ̀lú wọn.
You will not die with them.
O ní kú pẹ̀lú wọn.
You will not be judged with them.
A ò ní dá ọlẹ́jọ́ pẹ̀lú wọn.
Belshazzar.
Belshazzar. Belshazzar.
He avoided the door of decision.
Ó kọ ẹnu ọ̀run lẹ̀kùn
ìpín sílẹ̀. And the hand came from heaven.
Ọwọ́ kan sì wá látọ̀run.
And wrote a language you need to understand.
Ó sì kọ èdè tí òye.
He called all the magicians to interpret.
Ó pe gbogbo àwọn alálùpàá yìí láti wá túmọ̀ rẹ̀.
Imagine those who are telling occultic people in what they call church to come and interpret Bible for them.
Ẹ lè bá ronú wo àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n jẹ́ ẹlẹ́gbẹ́ ìmùlẹ̀ níbi tí wọ́n pẹ̀ nínú ìjọ pé wọ́n máa ń sọ̀túnmọ́ bíbélì fún yàn.
Can you imagine somebody they say they are in church and they call secret society people on Sunday to come and read Bible to them and interpret the Bible to them?
Ǹjẹ́ o lè ronú rẹ̀ wo bó ṣe bójú mu tó láti rí àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n pera wọn ní ìjọ wọ́n á pe àwọn èèyàn ẹlẹ́gbẹ́ ìmùlẹ̀ láti wá lọ́jọ́ ìsinmi láti
bá ka bíbélì fún
wọn? Àti wọ́n ń wá tí wọ́n wà ní ẹgbẹ́ awo wọ́n wà láti wá kọ́ni ní ẹ̀kọ́ ọjọ́ ìsinmi.
The priest that is in occult is him. He asked the wise man while he's trying to open the Bible and he's not talking about Jesus. He's interpreting. Can you imagine that?
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wo ẹni tó pera rẹ̀ lálùfáà tó jẹ́ pé ó sán bàǹtẹ́ ó sán òǹdè nígbà tó sọ pé òun ṣe ìtumọ̀ bíbélì ẹ lè ronú pa eléyìí bí.
And so Belshazzar called all the people.
Belshazzar wá pé gbogbo àwọn èèyàn jọ.
A magician.
Àwọn àwòrán wa àti àwọn
Interpret for them.
Ó ní ẹwẹ́ wá sọ̀túnmọ̀ kó tún kátà kọ yìí.
Magician will not interpret Bible for me.
Àwọn alálùpàá yìí dẹ̀ ò ní sọ̀túnmọ̀ bíbélì fún mi.
I don't know about you.
Èmi ò mọ̀ pa tirẹ̀ o.
A occultic man will not lay hands on my head.
Ẹlẹ́gbẹ́ òkùnkùn ẹlẹ́mìí òkan ò ní gbọ́
ọ́dọ̀ mi lórí. I don't know about you.
Èmi ò mọ̀ tirẹ̀ o.
There's one woman there, he rubs people with oil in their stomach. That woman, a witch, will never do anything like that. I don't know about you.
Wọ́n lóbìnrin kan wà ń kọ̀rọ̀ ọbì kan, ó máa bàjẹ́ kò ní fọ́n kó ra mí ní kò wọ́n máa pa
jẹ́ o. And so they could not give the right interpretation.
Nítorí náà wọn ò lè sọ túmọ̀ tó péye.
And here comes Daniel.
Ní ìlà wárí Daniel tó dé.
He said that writing is from heaven.
Ó ní ohun tá a kọ yìí àṣírí ọ̀run ló ti wá.
He said you have weighed and you have found wanting.
Ó ní àti wọ́n lórí ìwọ̀n àṣírí
kẹ́ ògbéwọ̀. You have weighed and you have found wanting.
Àti wọ́n ògbéwọ̀.
It has turned from defilement to damnation.
Ó lọ láti inú ìdìbàjẹ́ lọ ní ìparun.
From defilement to damnation.
Ó kúrò láti inú ìdìbàjẹ́ lọ ní ìparun.
The door was open.
Ilẹ̀kùn náà wà sí sílẹ̀
gbayàwó.
Ilẹ̀kùn àánú.
The door of salvation.
Ilẹ̀kùn ìgbàlà.
The door of forgiveness.
Ilẹ̀kùn ìdáríjì.
The door of decision.
Ilẹ̀kùn ìpinnu.
He couldn't see the door.
Kò rí ilẹ̀kùn náà.
I thought tonight I see the door.
Adúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run pé mo rí ilẹ̀kùn náà lálẹ́
òní. I thought tonight I see the door in front of me. Mo rí
pé Ọlọ́run fẹ́ mo rí ilẹ̀kùn náà
tá a gbé kalẹ̀ wájú rẹ̀.
Ilẹ̀kùn ìpinnu náà.
You will escape.
O sa sala.
I said you will escape.
Mo lo sa sala.
Who am I talking about?
Talẹ̀ tí mò ń bá sọ̀rọ̀
lálẹ́ òní. I said you will escape.
Tá mò ń sọ parẹ́ mo lo sa sala.
You will not die.
O ní kú.
You will not be destroyed.
A ò ní parun.
That damnation will pass over you in Jesus' name.
Ìparun yóò rí ọkọjá ní orúkọ Jésù.
When I see the blood.
Nítorí tí mo bá rí ẹ̀jẹ̀ náà.
The decision. There are many kinds of decisions. There's some people that take a decision just for today. There's some people that take a decision just for the moment. You know, the land in which we're living,
we don't
know the value of decision. And the generation in which we're living,
we
do not know the value of decision. See these young people.
Àwọn ọ̀dọ́ máa kọ̀
lọ́wọ́ yìí.
Wọ́n máa lọ sílé ìwé. Wọ́n kò ní
sọ lọ́wọ́. Lẹ́yìn
ìgbà tí wọ́n bá lọ oṣù bíi mélòó kan
bẹ́ẹ̀.
Mo wá rí wọn lábẹ́
bíríìjì.
Mo rí wọn lọ́pọ̀pọ̀nà.
Why are you not in school?
Wọ́n ní akínọ́wé tó sílé ìwé.
Said I decided to change.
A ní mo pinnu láti yí padà ni.
They cannot take a decision and follow it through.
Wọ́n ò lè ṣe pinnu kí wọ́n dúró nú ẹ̀.
Look at that people, they call them couple.
Ẹ wo àwọn èèyàn yẹn wọ́pọ̀ lọ́kọ̀ọ́lọ́yà.
They went to the altar.
Wọ́n lọ sí orí pẹpẹ.
Just about a few months ago.
Fún bí oṣù mélòó kan sẹ́yìn.
And now, since they took the decision to marry one another.
Lẹ́yìn tí wọ́n ṣe pinnu láti fẹ́ ara wọn lọ́kọ̀ọ́lọ́yà.
1 year has not passed.
Ọdún kan ò tíì lọ o.
This one is living there, that one is living over there.
Eléyìí ń gbé ibì kan, èkejì tún gbé ọ̀gbìn
lọ́wọ́. There is a spirit that is scattering them.
Ẹ̀mí kan wà tó ń tún wọn káàkiri.
There is a spirit that will break their decision.
Ẹ̀mí kan wà tó ń já ìpinnu wọn.
This generation of people.
Ìran àwọn ènìyàn tí a ń gbé yìí.
They don't know about decision.
Wọn ò mọ nǹkan kan pa ìpinnu.
That's why I come to you tonight.
Ìdí ìyẹn tí mo ti tọ̀ yín wá lálẹ́ òní.
Something will come inside you.
Ohun kan yóò wá sí inú rẹ.
Power will come inside you.
Agbára yóò wá sí inú rẹ.
Number two, the decision of a lifetime.
Ìkejì ni ìpinnu gbogbo ojú ayé ẹni.
The decision of a lifetime.
Ìpinnu gbogbo ojú ayé ẹni.
A decision you take.
Ìpinnu tó ṣe.
And that decision goes up for 1 week.
Tí ìpinnu náà yóò sì tẹ̀síwájú fún ọ̀sẹ̀ kan.
And for 1 month.
Fún oṣù kan.
And the decision is still there.
Ìpinnu náà ṣì wà ń bẹ̀.
Now you are young.
Báyìí ọ̀dọ́ ni ó.
You take that decision.
O ṣe ìpinnu náà.
And then you are old.
O wá ń gbé òbá dàgbà.
Decision is still there.
Ìpinnu náà ṣì wà ń bẹ̀.
The decision of a lifetime.
Ìpinnu gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé ẹni.
That's why you will find.
Ìdí nìyẹn tó fi
ṣàwárí. The people that got miracle.
Pé àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n gba iṣẹ́
ìyanu. The people that got transformation.
Àwọn tí wọ́n gba ìsọdọ̀tun.
You find them in the book of Daniel.
Ó rí wọn nù ìwé Dánìẹ́lì.
And they were people that had the decision of a lifetime.
Àwọn ni àwọn èèyàn tí wọ́n ṣe ìpinnu gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé ẹni.
Listen to one of them.
Tẹ́tí sí ọ̀kan lára wọn.
And it's in Daniel chapter 1.
A sì rínu Dánìẹ́lì orí
kìíní. And it's in verse 8.
Ó sì wà ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹjọ.
And it says, but Daniel purposed in his heart.
Ó sọ pé ṣùgbọ́n Dánìẹ́lì pinnu nù ẹni ọkàn rẹ̀.
But Daniel purposed in his heart.
Ṣùgbọ́n Dánìẹ́lì pinnu nù ẹni ọkàn rẹ̀.
There are some decisions that come out of sentiment.
Àwọn ìpinnu kan wà tó máa ń wáyé nínú
oṣù sàbí. There are some decisions that come out of follow-follow.
Àwọn ìpinnu kan máa ń wáyé nítorí pé
a kàn tẹ̀lé lásán. There is a decision that comes out of a temporary sentiment.
Àwọn ìpinnu kan kàn máa ń wáyé lásán nítorí n tó ṣẹlẹ̀
lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́.
But there is a
decision that
They
said stand up.
One did day.
I stand up.
Most did day.
Raise up your hand.
Now what? Okay.
I raise up my hand.
Okay.
They say come out.
One did day.
I come out.
Most did
decision from the head.
If you know what to do,
something from inside your heart.
You can't do a
very deep rooted in your heart.
You talk a lot.
It's planted in your heart.
As it grows,
it's coming out of the dead. depth of your soul. That's a decision. It's a decision that mixes with your blood. A decision that goes in your veins. A decision that affects your mind. A decision from the top of your head to the tip of your toe. A decision in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your spirit. And you are a bundle of decisions. My whole life, I come with this decision, a decision of a lifetime. Daniel purposed in his heart.
Daniel is
he said, no matter where I am, the decision I have made, the decision that came out of me today in
Babylon,
in
Rome,
in Judah, in Jerusalem,
in
Samaria, this is a decision of a lifetime. He says today, during the week, this month, next month, this is a decision of a lifetime. And Daniel purposed in his heart.
Daniel is ipinu ni okan re.
I didn't know the same about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yo, but back and now,
decision at a time of trouble. Decision in a time of trauma. Decision in a time of persecution. When Nebuchadnezzar said, is it true? Is it true? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That you will not bow down to my idol. And now, if you make up your mind, if you will change, now that you see my face,
and
you see the color of my face, now that you see my fury, if you will change, that
will
be alright. But if not, I will throw you to the fire. Nebuchadnezzar, don't worry yourself. You made a decision of a lifetime. Up on the mountain, the decision is there. Down in the valley, the decision is there. Before the fire of Nebuchadnezzar, the decision is there. We will not bend. We will not bow. We will not surrender. We will not submit. These knees, we will kneel down to the God of heaven. No more idol. No more blasphemy. No more drunkenness. No more defilement. The decision of a lifetime. Daniel had another challenge. He was a man of prayer. Like from tonight, you'll be solving your problems with prayer. I said for tonight, and the moment you call, God will answer. I said God will answer you. I'm talking to men and women of decision. Because you know that heaven is greater than earth, that God is greater than Satan, that magicians are nothing in the sight of the ministers of God. And then you have made up your mind. I'm a man of decision. I'm a woman of decision. All your problems will answer yourself by prayer. That sickness will vanish away. That madness will vanish away. That oppression will vanish away. And then they said nobody must pray. They said 30 days, 1 month. Nobody will ask anything from God Almighty.
They
said anything you're going to ask, you will ask from the King. The king does not have salvation. The king does not have redemption. The king does not have the key that opens heaven. And that's what I need. The king does not know about miracle. The king does not have wonders. The king does not know about supernatural. And that's what I'm looking for. And Daniel said, I am a man of decision. All your conspiracy, all your evil, all your plan and plotting, I'm going to trample over everything. You will walk on the devil. You will walk on those demons. All their oppression, all their plots, will walk over them. Because you are a man of decision. Do I have any man of decision there? I said, do I have any woman of decision there? And then you look at them face to face. I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind. They decide they're going to open up a den of lions. All the lions in your life, they are crushed tonight. And then he went to pray. That's what I love about a man of decision. They said, don't pray, I will pray. They said, don't read the Bible, I will read the Bible. They said, don't go to a Bible believing church. That's exactly where I'm going. They say, don't mention the name of Jesus. I mentioned that name. And then they say, aha, we saw him, we saw him. And then they went to the king. They said, that man, be very careful what you do to a man of decision. Tonight, as you become a man of decision, and you become a woman of decision, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Every mouth that is opened against you, you will condemn. It's the heritage of the righteous, and the righteousness of me, says the Lord. And then they caught Daniel. Oh, what a pity. Don't pity Daniel. He's an overcomer. Don't pity Daniel. He's more than a conqueror. Don't pity a man of decision. He's coming out. Because from decision, he'll come to deliverance. From decision, he'll come to dominion. Then they locked him up in the lion's den. And when the lions saw him, they thought he was their friend. And they spread themselves like a great carpet. And Daniel slept all through the night. And the king in his palace could not sleep. Early in the morning, he woke up. And then he came and he said, Daniel, servant of the living God, is the God whom you serve able to deliver you from the lions? And Daniel spoke out. You will speak out. And Daniel spoke out. My sister, it is your turn. My brother, it is your turn. I'm telling you, from today, you are an overcomer. From today, you're more than a conqueror. You will speak out. The voice of victory, and the voice of joy, and the voice of power, and the voice of authority. And Daniel spoke out. He says, so king, live forever. That's what they tell them. He said, live forever. He said, my God, my God. It was a personal knowledge. My God, it was a personal experience. My God, it was a personal deliverance. My God has sent his angel. And they shot the lion's mouth. He shot 10 lions and then keep only one mouth open. All those lions in your life, they are shut up. All those sickness in them, they are gone in Jesus' name. Every big problem, every little problem, every modern problem, tonight is your night. Man of decision, woman of decision, they are solved in Jesus' name. And he came out. And they examined him. There was no scratch on his body. That day has come for you. No fire will burn you. No paw of the lion will scratch you. No conspiracy of enemies will destroy you. Number one, the defilement of the lost. Number two, the decision of a lifetime. Number three now, the deliverance by the Lord. The deliverance by the Lord is coming to you. You will come out through that door. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And as you come out of defilement tonight, and you say, I enter in. Welcome. you will enter to the kingdom of God. And then he will forgive all your sins.
You say,
I've not been like Daniel.
Tonight
is the starting point. I've not been like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Tonight is the starting point. Your victory is starting tonight. Your deliverance is starting tonight. Your dominion is starting tonight. The deliverance by the Lord. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
They
threw them into the fire. And the flame of the fire was so intense and serious. The men who threw them there, they were bunched down and bunched to death. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They got into the fire. And then they stood up. And they were walking.
What's he wearing?
And then somebody. I said somebody. If you know the Bible, I said somebody. What's his name? Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus. Nebuchadnezzar rose
up.
He said, let me see the ashes of those people. Enemies will not see your downfall. Enemies will not see your defeat. Enemies will not witness your death. New life is coming to you today. New power is coming to you today. Everything that breaks the yoke is coming in your life. All the fire of Nebuchadnezzar will be neutralized in your life. And he looked inside his furnace. They were not burnt. They were not lying down. They were standing up. And then they were walking majestically. The people that conquered fire. And the people that conquered the fury of Nebuchadnezzar. And the people that conquered in the furnace.
You know,
when you come to the Lord, when you stand in the Lord, from today, nothing will conquer your life anymore. Anything they throw at you, there is an invisible wall. Before that thing gets to you, it will strike that wall. That thing will stop right there. Occultism is neutralized tonight. The power of evil is neutralized tonight. And Nebuchadnezzar said, did we not cast three people into the fire?
He said,
yes, okay. He said, I see four. He said, 1, 2, 3, 4. I recognize that's Misha. I recognize that's Abednego. Look at this other one. And the appearance of the fourth one. That's your savior. And the appearance of the fourth one. That's your deliverer. And the appearance of the fourth one. That's your redeemer. It's like unto the Son of God. I said it's there tonight. You make up your mind.
He
will hold your hand. Without him, your life will be a misery. Without him, your life will be filled with suffering. Without him, your life will be oppressed and depressed and destroyed. But with him, he comes from heaven. And there is forgiveness. He comes from heaven. And there is freedom. He comes from heaven. And there is deliverance. He comes from heaven. And there is miracle. He comes from heaven and there is dominion. Nebuchadnezzar said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the living God,
he
said, come out. And he came out of the fire. Praise the Lord. Somebody there said, praise the Lord. Have you cried? Have you wept? Have you suffered? You're coming out. Those tears will dry up. Those evil things will stop in your life. All the magic will stop in your life. All the power of occultism will stop
agbára ìbùlẹ̀ ní ayé yóò dáwọ́ dúró. Ìdáǹde lónìí.
Dominion today.
Ìjẹgàba lónìí. Ìjẹgàba lọ́jọ́
òní. A miracle is coming your way.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu kan ń bọ̀ lọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
Meshach and Abednego.
Meshach, Shadrach àti Abednego.
They came out.
Wọ́n sì yan jáde wá.
And the king himself examined them.
Ọba fúnra rẹ̀ wá yẹ̀ wọ́n wò.
And everybody examined them.
Gbogbo ẹni tó wà níbẹ̀ ló yẹ̀ wọ́n wò.
They couldn't see any hurt of the fire.
Wọ́n ò rí ọwọ́ iná kó fọwọ́ kàn wọ́n lára wọn.
That medical medical thing you have in your hand.
Ìjábọ̀ àwọn oníṣègùn tó ní lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀
yẹn. The miracle is coming your way today.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu ń bọ̀ nínú ayé rẹ̀ lónìí.
And then you go back to the hospital.
Ó wá padà lọ ilé ìwòsàn.
They will examine you over and over.
Wọ́n wá tún àyẹ̀wò rẹ̀ ṣe látorí délẹ̀.
And will not see any trace of sickness in fact.
Wọ́n ò ní rí àmì àìsàn àti àìṣedéédé.
I'm talking about what Jesus will do for you.
Mo sọ ti Jésù ó ṣe fún
ọ. I'm talking about what healing will do for you tonight.
Mo sọ ti ìlera ó ṣe fún ọ lálẹ́ òní.
I'm talking about what deliverance will come to you tonight.
Ìdáǹde ó ṣe fún ọ lálẹ́ òní.
I'm talking about the deliverance you are going to have tonight.
Mo sọ nípa ìdáǹde tó ní lálẹ́ òní.
And then they came out.
Wọ́n wá jáde wá.
You know, out of that.
Wọ́n jáde.
That gave them now promotion.
Eléyìí wá fún wọn ní ìgbéga.
Promotion.
Ìgbéga.
The same Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar kan náà.
That said, who is that God?
Tó sọ pé ta ni Ọlọ́run náà.
He now turned around.
Ó wá yí padà.
He said, I've never seen a God.
Ó ní o ti rú o rí Ọlọ́run tó dàbí èyí rí o.
Like this anywhere.
Tó lè gbá níbi irú èyí níbikíbi.
Your enemies will confess.
Àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀ ó jẹ́wọ́.
Your enemies will publicize.
Àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀ ó kéde.
They are the people to take your testimony.
Àwọn ni àwọn tí wọ́n gbà ẹ̀rí rẹ̀.
Tell everybody around.
Wọ́n gbé ẹ̀rí rẹ̀ káàkiri lọ́dọ̀dọ̀
ìjọba ìyàn.
Nítorí pé ìdáǹde ń sọ ọ̀bọ̀ lálẹ́ òní.
Daniel.
Ọmọ Danieli.
The king also said.
Ọba tún wí pé.
Daniel.
Danieli.
Servant of the living God.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run aláyè.
Come out.
Jáde.
He came out.
Ó sì jáde.
And all those lions.
Gbogbo àwọn kìnìún wọ̀nyẹn.
Did not touch him at all.
Wọn ò tilẹ̀ lè fọwọ́ kàn án.
And somebody said.
Ẹnìkan wá wí pé.
I know what happened.
Njẹ́ o mọ tó ṣẹlẹ̀?
The lions were not hungry.
Àwọn kìnìún yẹn bí òpá wọn
ni. When Daniel was there.
Nígbà Danieli wà mbẹ́.
The Daniel, you know, the lions had just gone for hunting.
O rí pé àwọn gánẹ̀ àwọn kìnìún wọn lọ tọ́jú.
And they had a lot of animals. They had eaten. They were so full they couldn't even touch Daniel.
Wọ́n ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ sọdẹ lọ ni ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ẹran ni wọ́n ti rí jẹ wọ́n ti yó wọn ò lè fọwọ́ kan Danieli.
They were not hungry.
Ebi ò pa wọn.
And so the king said.
Nítorí ọba wa wí pé.
If they are not hungry.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé ebi ò pa wọn.
All those people that conspired against Daniel.
Gbogbo àwọn tí wọ́n dìtẹ̀ mọ́ Daniel.
All the enemies of Daniel.
Gbogbo àwọn ọ̀tá Daniel.
They rounded them up.
Wọ́n wá kó gbogbo wọn gírí
mọ́ káyì. And they threw them into the lion's den.
Wọ́n bá da gbogbo wọn sí òkìní ọ̀hún.
Were the lions hungry?
Ṣé bí pa àwọn kìnìún
bí? I said, were the lions hungry?
Oníṣẹ́ bí pa àwọn kìnìún bí?
When they see your enemy, they will be hungry.
Ngbà tí wọ́n bá rọ̀ tààrẹ̀ bí ó pa wọn.
When they see all your detractors, they'll be hungry.
Ngbà tí wọ́n bá rí àwọn abínúkù rẹ̀ bí ó pa wọn.
You're coming out of that dungeon.
Tó bá jẹ́ wọ ní tiẹ̀, ó jáde kúrò
ní gbèbè yẹn. No matter how hungry those evil spirits are.
Bó ṣe wù kí ebi ó mọ pa àwọn ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn yẹn tó.
They say they want to suck blood.
Wọ́n láwọn fẹ́ mú ẹ̀jẹ̀.
They're looking for blood.
Wọ́n wá wẹ́jẹ̀ kí
ti wọ́n mú. And you are passing by.
Ìwọ́n wá kọjá lọ.
You stand up and square your show.
Ó dúró ló gbèjì káàrin òkè.
The daughter of the king is passing by.
Ọmọbabìnrin ọba ló ń lọ ló lọ
yìí. And the son of the king is passing by.
Ọmọ ọba kan ló ń lọ ọmọ ọkùnrin ọba ló ń lọ yìí.
From today, nobody will suck your blood.
Látòní kò sẹ́ni kan tí ó lè mú ẹ̀jẹ̀ rẹ.
No matter how thirsty they are.
Bó ṣe wù kó ń gbé ogun ẹ̀wọ̀n tó.
Because the spirit of the conqueror.
Nítorí pé ẹ̀mí aṣáájú.
Is coming upon your life.
Ó ń bọ̀ wá sórí ayé rẹ.
And when all those other people that don't have any protection when they pass on.
Nígbà tí àwọn èèyàn wọn tí wọn ò ní ààbò kankan tí wọn bá ń ré kọjá.
The people that don't know Jesus when they pass on.
Àwọn tí wọn ò bá Jésù nígbà tí wọn bá ń kọjá.
And come and see them.
Ìwọ wá wòran báyìí.
The lions will crush them.
Àwọn kìnìún ó fọ ìlú wọn dúdú. Ìdí yẹn tó fi pẹ̀lú
ni. That will be a man of decision.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni o jẹ́ ọkùnrin oníkìnìún.
And then you come to deliverance.
Ó wà wá sínú ìdáǹde.
The deliverance by the Lord.
Ìdáǹde láti ọwọ́
Olúwa. The deliverance their salvation.
Nínú ìdáǹde yìí ìgbà là ń bẹ
níbẹ̀. They will forgive all your sins.
Yóò darí gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ
yìí. They will set you free from your sins.
Yóò tún sílẹ̀ kúrò ní gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ rẹ.
In that deliverance there is redemption.
Nínú ìdáǹde yìí
ìràpadà bẹ níbẹ̀. They will take your name out of the book of slaves.
Yóò mú orúkọ rẹ kúrò nínú ẹrú.
Those who are slaves of Satan.
Àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ ẹrú Sàtáni.
As slaves of occultism.
Àti ẹrú sí ẹgbẹ́ mi
rẹ. As slaves of evil power.
Àti ẹrú àwọn alágbára
òkùnkùn. They will give you redemption.
Yóò wá fún ọ ní ìràpadà.
They will bring your name in the book of life.
Yóò wá kọ orúkọ rẹ sínú ìwé
ìlú. In deliverance there is healing.
Nínú ìdáǹde yìí ìwòsàn
bẹ́ẹ̀. Every sickness in your body.
Gbogbo àìsàn tó ń bẹ nínú àgọ́ ara rẹ.
Praise the Lord, you are healed tonight.
Ẹ̀kí hallelujah torí pa ti mú
ọlọ́dá lálẹ́ òní. I said praise the Lord, you are healed tonight.
Mo ní ẹ̀yin Olúwa ti mú ọlọ́dá lálẹ́ òní.
There is healing in that deliverance. what they call incurable disease, it will be healed out of your life tonight in Jesus' name. In that deliverance, there is a breaking of every yoke and curse. Any curse that came upon you from childhood, Jesus will break it tonight. And they say this is a particular curse, and it's on the community in which you came from. And they say, look at everybody that came from that place, that yoke has been on them. Tonight the Lord will single you out, and the Lord will break that curse away from your life tonight. Deliverance, there is protection. Protection from the powers of darkness. Praise the Lord, you're free.
And
then there is preservation. Your life will not be destroyed by any enemy. You will live your full life and your full days on earth. And then promotion has come to you. I said promotion has come to you. And you're going to have it in Jesus' name. But you know, it's for the people that make up their minds. I have decided. A decision of a lifetime. It's a decision you turn away from every sin that has brought defilement in your life. It's a decision of full repentance. Lord, I can. Just as I am, I've been defiled, I've been made dirty, but now I hear that Jesus will wash me, that Jesus will cleanse me, that his blood will take all my sins away. Jesus, I come. I come to him as the Messiah.
And
Daniel tells us he will finish up all your sin.
Daniel is suffering.
He will cancel all the guilt of your sin. Then he will turn you unto righteousness. The door is open tonight. And
you
say, Lord, I come. As you say, Lord, I come. As you say, Lord, I come. A man of decision. A woman of decision. As you stand up,
and
you come through that door of decision, deliverance will meet you on the way. Salvation will meet you on the way. Dominion will meet you on the way. We can solve all that problem tonight. All the attack will solve tonight. All the yoke can be broken tonight. The peace of God can come to you tonight. Just one step. Just one step.
A
step of decision. Going through the open door. Are you there? I said, are you there? I can't hear much people. I said, are you there? What are you?
You what?
Press that hand up.
Now talking.
Wave that hand at me. You'll come through the door. Deliverance will come to you. Dominion will come to you. It's about an eyes closed. This is the moment of decision. This is the moment of entry through that door. The door of deliverance. The door of salvation. And the door of redemption. You are there. And you want this Jesus to become your companion. You want this Jesus to be the one that will be with you in the fire, will be with you in the furnace, will be in the flame. I know you no power will be able to conquer you anymore. You want to be converted unto Christ. You want to give your life to Christ. You want all your sins to be forgiven. And you want to be saved. And you want to say, Lord, here I am.
I'm taking
a decision. A decision of a lifetime. Wherever you are, joyfully, happily, courageously, confidently, raise up your hand. Man of decision, woman of decision, what are you? Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand very well. Let the people know. Tonight I make up my mind. Tonight I make a decision. I'm going with Jesus. He will be my savior. He will be my redeemer. He will be my companion.
I will never leave him. He will never leave me.
I'm going to put my hand in his
hand.
Press up that hand.
Now what is okay?
If you raising up your hand,
now what is okay?
You will stand up.
What did they do?
Be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
What are you doing?
What are you
stand up. Did they do? You stand up.
Did they do?
Say yes, I am here. Boldly, I make up my mind. Courageously, I make up my mind. I am now going to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then their fire will never touch your life. Their fire will never burn your life. You know, those who don't make that decision, they can burn over here on earth, and they will burn in hell forever. But say, Lord Jesus, I come.
Make
Lord Jesus, I come. Man of decision, God is waiting for you. Make up your mind. Woman of decision, God is waiting for you. Make up your mind. If you're standing up and you want to give some expression to your decision, you want to say, let the world know, I give expression to my decision. Open your eyes, those who are standing up. Come in front of me here. I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I've decided to believe in Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Live where you are. Come right in front here. You leave that defilement. You leave all that occultism. You leave all that violence. You leave all the drunkenness. You leave all those evil powers. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. You come out. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You not go to idol worship anymore. You not go to occultism anymore. You not go to all those evil parties anymore. You not go to all the drinking bars anymore. Decision. The decision of a lifetime. I take that decision today. I'm going to follow the Lord. Until I die. Nebuchadnezzar has lost you. His fire will not be able to burn you anymore. The lion's day will not be able to crush your blood anymore. Evil powers will not be able to suck your blood anymore. Evil occultism will not be able to hurt you anymore. The weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. Come to the Lord, is waiting for you. Is waiting for you. Take your decision. Make up your mind. And do it courageously. And do it confidently. And be bold about it. Don't let any Nebuchadnezzar stop you. Don't let any magician stop you. Don't let any gang member stop you. I make up my mind. Come into the greatest of all power. And you're coming to the one that can deliver you. The one that can set you free. And the one that can forgive your sin. And the one that says, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. Then you go back. The joy of redemption, the joy of deliverance. Your sins are forgiven. Your soul is saved. And he writes your name in the book of life. As you come out, close your eyes. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Very simple. Lord, I come. Say that, Lord, I come. Out of darkness, out of defilement, out of every evil thing, out of every sin that I have committed, Lord, I come. I come through the door of decision of a lifetime. I will not go back into occultism. I will not go back into darkness. I will not go back into any sin. I come to Christ. Be my Savior. I believe you died for me. I believe my sins are forgiven now. I believe I am saved. I am saved. I am saved. In Jesus' name I pray.
mo fe ke gba adura yi pelu mi e so pe oluwa mo de oluwa mo de mo to wa ni asale yi mo n jade kuro nu gbogbo ese mi mo n jade kuro nu egbe awo mo n jade kuro nu egbe mule mo wa si odo re oluwa oluwa mo gba ogbo ni asale yi mo gbagbo pe o ti dariji mi mo wa sodo jesu mo gba o gege bi oluwa ati olugbala mi lati oni lo mo dagbere fe se mo dagbere fun egbe okukun mo dagbere fun egbe imule mo so pe lati oni lo jesu iwo ni o fi gbo ju aye mi sin mo gba ogbo pelu gbo okan mi mo dupe lo ore nitori pe o ti dani lohun tori mo gbadura ni oruko jesu.
Raise up that hand.
Now what? Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Baba,
your fellow servant welcome to you.
The will
for no reason cast away.
Years
have come.
They
come out of defilement. They come through the door of decision. And they come to Jesus to be their savior. Forgive them in Jesus' name. Save them in Jesus' name. Let your peace come to them. Let your salvation come to them. Let total redemption come to them. And come each in their heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Salvation has come.
In
Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. It is done. I said it is done. That decision is the decision of a lifetime. Our counselors are right there with you. They are just in identifying with you. And they will give you a sheet of paper. A piece of paper. And they will write your name. Or you can write the name yourself. And give all the details there. And then the rest of us don't go home yet. Because tonight is your night of miracle. The night of power. The night of deliverance. And the night of dominion.
We're
going to finish this in a few minutes. And then power will come to you.
Right,
pastor, to help us here. Praise the Lord. If you are there, you are waiting for a miracle. I said, praise the Lord. The power of God is going to touch you right now. Who is that God?
Nebuchadnezzar
asked. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered. Our God is able. Somebody there say, my God is able. That sickness in your body, that's a little thing, your God is able. That infirmity, that's a little thing, our God is able. And that stumbling block around you, that God is able. Problem, God is able. Solution has come. Miracle has come. Healing has come. Deliverance has come. The power that breaks every yoke has come. Identify the problem in your body.
Or
your family. Or your life. And lay one hand there. And raise up the other hand. After the final amen. Check up. Power will be there. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you tonight.
We
bless your name tonight. You are mighty God. You are a powerful God. You are a faithful God. You are able. You are able. You are able. I come to you on behalf of your people. Break every yoke in Jesus' name. Destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name. Set everyone free tonight. Set everyone free tonight.
And
take them out of their dungeon of problems in Jesus' name. Manifest your power upon their lives. Set them free. Deliver them completely.
Lord,
I pray from the top of the head to the tip of their toe. Manifest your power. power in Jesus' name.
Ẹ fi agbára yín hàn ní orúkọ Jésù.
That spirit of insanity and madness.
Ẹ̀mí ìsínwé àti ẹ̀mí ìwere
ni. I command you come out in Jesus' name.
Mo pàṣẹ fún ọ jáde ní orúkọ Jésù.
That swelling in your body.
Ohun tó wú sínú àgọ́ ara rẹ yẹn.
I command that swelling vanish away in Jesus' name.
Mo pàṣẹ fún wíwú pòórọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù.
That pain of sickness in your body.
Ìrora àìsànú àgọ́ ara rẹ.
Sickness come out there.
Àìsàn jáde kúrò níbẹ̀
wá. Pain be removed right there.
Ìrora mú ọ kúrò.
God touch them and heal them in Jesus' name.
Olúwa ẹ̀fọwọ́ kà wọn ẹ̀wọ̀ wọ́n sàn ní orúkọ Jésù.
Whatever is called incurable disease.
Ogun tí a bá pè ní àìsàn kò gbóògùn.
Whatever it is.
Ogun tó wù kó jẹ́.
Tuberculosis.
Ikọ́ fe.
Or cancer.
Tàbí jẹranjẹdun.
Or ulcer.
Tàbí ọgbẹ́ inú.
Or diabetes.
Tàbí ìtọ̀ ṣúgà.
Whatever it may be.
Orúkọ kó wù kó máa jẹ́.
Lord touch them right now.
Olúwa ẹ̀fọwọ́ kà wọn lálẹ́ òní báyìí.
Heal them in Jesus' name.
Ẹ̀wọ̀ wọ́n sàn báyìí ní orúkọ Jésù.
All the oppression of the enemy.
Gbogbo ìnilára
ti ọ̀tá. All the curse and all the yoke.
Gbogbo ègún àti àjàgà.
All the manifestation of occultic power. Break everything.
Olúwa ẹ já gbogbo wọn dànù.
Destroy everything.
Olúwa ẹ pa gbogbo wọn
run. Remove everything.
Olúwa ẹ mú gbogbo wọn kúrò.
Set everyone free.
Ẹ tú gbogbo èèyàn sílẹ̀.
Break everyone's yoke.
Olúwa ẹ já gbogbo àjàgà dànù.
Remove everyone's chain.
Ẹ mú gbogbo ṣakẹ́ṣẹkẹ olúkúlùkù kúrò.
Heal incurable in Jesus' name.
Ẹ mú gbogbo àìsàn kò gbóògùn ní orúkọ Jésù.
Touch everybody right now. Ẹ fọwọ́
kan gbogbo èèyàn báyìí.
Set everyone free right now.
Olúwa ẹ tú olúkúlùkù èèyàn sílẹ̀ báyìí.
Open those blind eyes.
Olúwa ẹ la àwọn afọ́júlójú báyìí.
Touch those blind eyes.
Ẹ fọwọ́ kan gbogbo àwọn ojú tó fọ́
wò yìí. Those dim eyes they will see in Jesus' name.
Gbogbo àwọn ojú tó wò bàìbà ẹ làgá ara kẹ́rin
rọ̀ṣẹ́
lórúkọ Jésù.
Àwọn tó ní
rọ̀ṣẹ́.
And those who are dead.
Àtàwọn tó yarọ.
Paralyzed.
Ẹyin tẹ yarọ.
Send forth your power.
Olúwa ẹran agbára yín jáde.
That they rise up and walk in Jesus' name.
Kí wọ́n dìde jáwó kí wọ́n bẹ̀ sí rìn ní orúkọ Jésù.
Those who are deaf and dumb.
Ẹyin tẹ yadi tẹ ò lè sọ̀rọ̀.
And when you touch their vocal cords.
Olúwa mo gbàdúrà pé fọwọ́ kan òfun
wọn. And touch their ear drums.
Kẹ fọwọ́ kan ọmọlétí
wọn. And do a creative work.
Kẹ wá ṣe iṣẹ́ ìṣẹ̀dá níbẹ̀.
That they will hear, they will speak in Jesus' name.
Kẹ wọ́n gbọ́ràn, wọ́n sì lè fọhùn ní orúkọ Jésù.
Where there's barrenness, cancel that barrenness.
Ibi tí ìyàgá wà fagilé ìyàgá náà.
Any kind of mountain there, Lord.
Gbogbo òkè yòówù kó wà ń bẹ̀ Olúwa.
Remove that mountain.
Ẹ mú òkè náà kúrò.
Miracle to the right.
Iṣẹ́ ìyá lọ́wọ́ ọ̀tún.
Miracle to the left.
Iṣẹ́ ìyá lọ́pá òsì.
Miracle to the center.
Ìpè iṣẹ́ ìyá láàrín.
Miracle at the back.
Iṣẹ́ ìyá lọ́wọ́
yìí. Miracle at the front.
Iṣẹ́ ìyá ní ọwọ́
wọn tún. Miracle everywhere.
Iṣẹ́ ìyá nú bí gbogbo.
Deliverance everywhere.
Ìdáǹdẹ̀ níbi gbogbo.
Healing everywhere.
Ìwòsàn níbi gbogbo.
Signs and wonders everywhere.
Iṣẹ́ ìyá nú bí gbogbo.
My father tried that.
Olúwa fìdí rẹ̀ múlẹ̀ báyìí.
Thank you because I know it is done.
Olúwa mo
dúpẹ́
lọ́wọ́ yìí tó gbé àmọ̀
amen. Your miracle has got to you.
Ami iṣẹ́ ìyanu rẹ ti tẹ ọ lọ́wọ́.
You have got it.
O ti gbà.
I said you have got it.
Mo lo ti ri igba.
I said you have got it.
Mo lo ti ri igba.
Check up. It's right there.
Yẹ̀wò báyìí o ti wà ń bẹ̀.
You'll never be the same again.
Ayé èrè ò tún ní rí bákan náà mọ̀ láéláé.
Deliverance and dominion.
Ìdáǹdè àti ìjẹgàba.
That's now your lot.
O ti di ìpín rẹ báyìí.
Amen.
Ami. Check up, check up, check up. Check up.
Yahoo, Yahoo, Yahoo.
The miracle is there.
Isha, you are not one bear.
Check up. Once you have seen it, just say praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I told you, you are going to sing away from here. Don't go. Just the prayer and say, God, it has been done. Check up, check up. Let God see you there. Check up. He has done it. He has done it. If you have had it, you have seen it, say praise the Lord. Check up, check up. Check up. Let me hear it. Check up. Check up. Check up. The miracle is there. The miracle is there. Don't let the enemy cheat you. The miracle is there. Let me hear. Praise the Lord. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Check up, check up, check up. Check up. That place you saw before, that problem you identified before, check it up. Check it up, check it up. Don't rush out. Don't miss your miracle. The miracle is there. The miracle is there. Check up, check up, check up. Check up. It is there. It is there. What you could not do before, rise up and do it. If you have stroke, just carry that plate. Raise up that hand. Check up. Check up. Your miracle is there. I tell you, it is there. It is there. Check it out. Check it out. And once you have seen it, you say, praise the Lord. Check up, check up.
checkup. Try to do that you have not been able to do before. If you brought somebody who is deaf, speak into the ear of that person. If you brought somebody who is blind, just check
off.
The miracle is there. Don't let the enemy cheat you. Check off. I can see there. The word has come into you. Check off. Once you see, just say praise the Lord.
So, but it's okay, hallelujah.
We're waiting for you.
And radio.
God has done it already. Don't let anybody tell you that God done it. He has done it already. You had the testimonies here. Check up. I'm waiting for you. Check up at the back. On my right hand, check up. On the left, check up. At the center, check up. Just see it and say praise the Lord. Try what you could do before. Just try it. Check up. Where is it? That slim man, you can rise up. You came here with a walking stick, throw it away and rise up. You will see the strength of God will come upon you now. Check up, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting. Just look at your body. Look at that thing. You know, if you are sitting down, you can rise up and just shake yourself and you sit there. Just let the enemy chain you there. You are free already. Check up. Say praise the Lord when you have seen it. Let's hear that praise the Lord. Check up.
Yeah,
counselors, please move around. And bring them out here. Check up.
Yeah, check up.
Do what you have not been able to do before. Check up. The miracle is there. Don't let the enemy cheat you. The miracle is there. Check up. I'm waiting for you. From the back. I'm waiting for you. From the right hand here. I can see the miracle there. Counselors, move around. Help them. Let them know that the miracle is there already. And bring them out. Check up. Don't go back with that your problem. The word has come out. And you have been healed. The Lord has done it already. That's how it normally does it. Very simple. Come out. Come out. Put the devil to shame. Counselors, look around. The miracle is there. I can see the miracle there. He has done it already. Don't go back the same way you came. God himself has said that you are going to rejoice and be glad. It is here already. Your miracle is here. Check up. The Lord has done it already. The Lord has done it for you already. It is for you. The power of the word has come out to you. It has touched your body. It has touched that your head. It has touched that your eye. It has touched your body. It has touched your brain. Check up and come out. Come and tell us. What he has done. Where are you?
We
are waiting for you.
Androdio.
Check up. That thing you could not do before. Check up. It is done already. Check up. Don't go back home with that thing. Check up. Check off.
Yeah,
oh, somebody is there. Somebody there. Bring her here. Bring her out here. Check
off.
Your own is there already. Your own is there. Yes. Another one there. Just tell us, praise the Lord, so that we can know. Another one is coming out there. Check up. Your miracle is there. Your miracle is there. Don't let Nebuchadnezzar tell you another story. God has done it already for you. Check up, check up, check up. Check up and come out, come out. Pastor Lord, please bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Another one is coming. Bring them out. Check up, check up, check up. Don't go with that problem. Don't go back with that affliction. Check up. The miracle is there. That miracle is there. Just do something. Just check that place up. We're told that you should check up where the problem is. Go back there. Go back to that place, you will see it is gone. It is gone. Check up. Check up. Check up. The Lord is waiting. He has done it for you. He wants you. He wants you to testify. Check up. Don't let the... Check up. Check up. Check up. Check up. It has happened there. Somebody is clapping there.
Praise
the Lord. I'm hearing clapping there. Check up. Check up. Your own is there. I can hear another one there. Come out. Come out, please. Come out, please. Bring them out. Bring them out. The word is by faith. Just come out. The word has come. The word has touched you already. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, please. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. The Lord has done it. He has done it for you. For you in particular. You must not leave here empty handed. Check your own up. Others are coming. See, they are coming. Oh, you can see. Oh, I can see that one coming now. Oh, miracle there. Check up. Check up and come. Bring them out. Oh, they are coming. They are coming. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. You are going home with singing. You are going home with rejoicing. You are going home with clapping. Check your own up. Check your own up. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. The Lord has done it. People are giving testimony. They are showing up there. Oh, look at, they are telling people what God has done there. Check up. Check your own arm. Don't go with your problem. Don't go with your blindness. Open that eye. The Lord has touched you already. The Lord has touched you already. If you brought somebody that cannot hear, those ears have been opened already. Speak to that, to the ears. Check up, check up, check up. Check up. Check up. Check up. Check up. The Lord has done it. Your own is there. That miracle is there. It's there, right there with you. All you need to do is take a step of faith. Check up. You had that brother, he said, every step I took was like I was going to die. Maybe you are like that. Take a step of faith. Move out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out and tell the devil that it's put a shame. Check up, check up. Counselors, move around. Oh, it has happened there. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Check up, check up, check up. Your miracle is there. Your miracle is there. Check up, check up, check up. Counselor, please bring them. Bring them. Bring them. Put the devil to shame. Put that enemy to shame. That affliction is no longer there. That sickness is no longer there. That disease is no longer there. Check up, check up, check up. Check up and come out here. Check up and come out here. Check up and come out here. Check up, check up. Check up. Testimonies are coming now. Check up. Check up.
You are not yawo.
We are going to listen to some testimonies now. And while you are here, you better be checking out. Check up and come out. Praise the Lord.
Eke hallelujah.
I said praise the Lord.
Oni eke hallelujah.
Mushi, can I hear praise the Lord?
Enyara mushi moni eke hallelujah.
We want to listen to some testimonies now. While the testimony is going on, keep on checking on.
Ave tete si anweri di ebi ari na.
Your own is there, I assure you.
Eh isha ya nuche na wa mbemo fida oloju.
The first testimony.
Eri akokoba ye.
Praise the Lord. Egun ni mi sugbon mo gbo Yoruba. Yoruba ti mo fe gbe kale ni pe kini na wa leyin. To ba bere baye adabi mo fe su bi omo. Sugbon ko wa le lati lo. Sugbon lati ose to koja ti baba ti nbo ta ti ngbadura. Mo ri pa pe o lo. Gbọ leyin yen o tun dabi o bere sugbọ leyin o ti lo patapata.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
She said she had an object inside her that will make her as if she wants to deliver. She's not pregnant.
One kankan ni bi eyin won ni bi ibadi don like won fe bi ma sugbọ won o loyun.
She said that she had been praying but the thing will appear as if going and coming.
Won o tin gbadura nkan yen wa
to lo. But tonight, as the prayer was going on, the thing left completely. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Whatever is inside you that has been disturbing you, it has left completely. Check it up and come out.
Praise the Lord. Mo dupe lowo Olorun lati bi odun keta ti mo ti wa nu e stroke lo se mi mo de tin gba pa mi mo tin gbese mi Oluwa de ti se yarun na aye mi ara mi de tin wa le mo se de bi leni o tun yato si bi mo se de bi e ba mi dupe lodo Olorun Oluwa o se o mo dupe.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
This is a stroke patient.
Mama, what in here?
Roparose tell her. She said she came here with that. He said, but after the prayer,
one hour be on roparose. What's it mean?
And she's able to lift up her body and move.
One day, you are what? As a one day, verse around one.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
Keep on checking your own too.
One day, yare wo.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The Lord is good all the time. My name is Babatunde Daregashi. I'm here to give a wonderful testimony because it has occurred to me for the past 3 years now. I have a chest pain. Anytime I go to the doctor, he gives me drugs, and after that drugs, when I use it finish, it will occur again. So my mom said maybe I should go to the doctor again. I said, since after the drug is going to occur back. So I said, the God is going to do it anytime. But today, when I hear that there's a revival program here, it was one of my colleagues in my church, because I'm not part of Deeper Life. So they invited me to come down to this place. And when the man of God said we should lay in our hands on any part that is paining us, I put my right hand. Because I believe that the right hand of God is very powerful. That is why I use my right hand to lay on my chest. But after the prayer, I feel an airy breeze rotating there. Before, I cannot move like this. But now you can see me rotating. Seriously. Praise the Lord.
Oruko arakunrin to jeri nisisin ni Babatunde Gbadegeshin. Well, Lord, of all, what you need, Wahala, Tirora, Nia, Yawan, Shuban, Nia, Shaloni, Wawa, Wagba, Tisilati, Dandy, Way Shama, Joy Deeper Life, Shuban, any Kaloko, what's it be, Paday, what's it, Wagba, Shay, Yano, Irora, Nia, Yawan, Tilo, Woni, Wala, Woni, Ishuroma, Eina, Ribino, Gendu, to 1 year, Eke, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. My name is Sarah Wazani. I come from Borno State. 2 years where Boko Haram have drive us from our village. I run to the point of death. Something hold my leg. I was not able to carry the leg like this or shake the leg. I fall down, I get up, I fall down because of life you are running. I come to see my brother here. One of my, your sister, you are a member of Different Life. Then invite me come here. When I come here, daddy start to tell people, say that any problem where you come with it, you can't go with it. So he start to pray. I put my hand for that leg and waist. Over 2 years, when Boko Haram have drive us, today I'm free. Today I'm free. I can shake the leg. I can shake all my body. Today I'm free in Jesus' name. But I ask you people to pray for Bono. Pray for Bono well. We are suffering. Pray it. Because in any way, we are suffering. I can't even say it. Just pray for us. In Jesus' name.
Okay, hallelujah. Arabrin wa ti won jari ni oruko won ni Sarah Wasani. Won lati ipinle Bono. Won ni isoro ni bi ese won ati nu ago ara won. Irora na o si ma o ma nda won laamu. Sugba nigba ti baba wa ni Oluwa gbadura. Neyin ise iyanu won o te won lowo. Won ni alafia, won gba idande, won gba itusile ati ominira. Ari bi won ti yo. Ara won o se gbogbo ara won lo se dada irora ti pora eke hallelujah won wa ni ka ma gbadura fun ipile Bono pe awon jiya gidigidi nbe ka ma fadu ara awon lowo eri to kan bayi
o ma nwo bayi bayi sugbon loni mo ti wa debi na o se be wa joko mo be si fi owo boju sugbon gba ti wa gbadura yi won so wa san sadu an pa oroju igan ni mo tenu mo gbogbo tin se mi tele mo ti gbagbe e tin se mi po sugbon tin mo ti to fi iyanu han mi lese kese ni pe gbogbo ati mo ti ma jide bayi ti won soro toju itan mo so ko olodun ti mi na tin gbadura laju ti mo ma laju wa ri pe ni akoda bi ti sa ti mo joko le kese bi ti mo wa si ami ni mo ni iwo olodun iyanu won tin sele re o dupe pe mo ri iyanu ni se ni seju kan yi pe mo ri pe bi ti mo wa tele nko ni mo joko oju mi si wa ri pe ni ti ati mo fi joko tele nko ni mo tun joko ise olohun o je pe oro yanu mi ko mo po lo be o gbo ise ro mi yo ko olohun ba mi gbo o
praise the lord our sister that just came out to testify to the glory of god has eyes problem by the grace of god the eyes problem has been solved this night the mama can see very well every other problem is in her life she believed that the lord will take it away praise the lord
praise the lord praise the living jesus mo dupe lowo olorun ni asale yi emi no ori yi o to bi osu kan bayi to ba ti wo bayi o ma sokale soju mi ni riran o wa ko si problem oju yi so nipa ti won awon ranse olorun gbadura pe ka fowo sibi to nju akade nawo wa soke mo si gbe owo le ori yen mo si la ngba ta pare adura ton mo si la oju yen de kile atori mo fowo bo oju yen ngba ti mo de bi bayi pe mi ti ere n to nsoro ni ngba ti won pare adura yen ta la oju a mo de riran mo de ri en to nsoro so mo yin olorun alaye logo ti aye mi jesu ni o ma fi sin praise the lord
praise the lord the person that just testify give glory to God because he has everybody in her head before and everybody she has in her head affected her eye she cannot see well but tonight when the man of God said we should lay our hand or where we have problem she lay her hand upon the head and from the head to the eyes every problem was rolled away the problem has gone and she believed the problem has gone forever and she will continue to serve Jesus till the end of her life praise the Lord
the next testimony
eri to kan bayi
good evening sir my name is Gazak from Olonibe
Agege Mutor Road. I have something working on my head, but now, no more. I don't feel it again. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. The brother gave testimony of the problem he had before. His name is Ransa from Adedokun district. After the prayer of the man of God tonight, the problem was rolled away. He cannot do what he has not been doing before. Now he's feeling fine. Praise the Lord. Okay, hallelujah. Wahala ti won ni o ti lo ku onu aye won. Arakunrin Rasak won lati ekun Adedokun. Isoro won ti pora. Wahala ti won ni irora ati idamu ti won ni o ti di awati lati asale oni lo tori eni won se nyo. Okay, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
You have received your own miracle.
You want to bash your chair.
And make sure that you don't allow anything, any voice to come and tell you that it's not there.
Ri daju pe o gbo nko nlaye lati di ise iyanu re lowo pe ko si nbe.